The next one of the attributes that we are going to discuss in the Mem Ches Kinyane Torah is Miut Shena, not overindulging on sleep or having less sleep than you might otherwise have. The Mefarshim, for example, Rav Yaakov Emden and Alechem Shemayim and others, Rabbi Lau, point out, based on, as we've seen previously, the term Miut, as well as common sense, and or you might even say science, that obviously the Braisa here is not telling us to do away completely with sleep, but rather miut shena. Obviously, you need a certain amount of sleep, it's for health. Rav Yaakov Emden mentions, without sleep you go crazy, you certainly won't be productive in learning. And of course the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Dalid tells us what an ideal day is, which is quite demanding in learning, and yet the Rambam still says a shlish, 8 hours, a third of the day, should be for sleep, at least for the average person. So clearly Chazal here aren't telling us to completely be extreme, completely ignore sleep. At the same time, we are told miut shena, decrease the amount of sleep, can help towards Torah. Aside from this brisa, there are plenty of other sources that also seem to indicate the need to be careful because of the incompatibility of sleep and Torah specifically, or Avodas Hashem in general. For example, earlier in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud, we are told that Shena Shel Shachris is Motzi Adam in Olam, sleeping late, napping, specifically in the morning. That is a time for action, that is a time for being productive, and the person who sleeps late and is not productive in the morning, so that is on the road to disaster, the Mishnah tells us. Moreover, we know the famous statement of the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Zayin, that sleep is Echad V'Shishim, it's 1/60th of death. It's obviously not dead, but there's a sense of being dead, so unproductive. Perhaps Kabbalistically there's a neshama leaving on some level while a person is sleeping. And both of the Midrash Shmuel, as well as the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim Lajner, quote this Gemara here in our context in the Kinyanei Torah. They point out that if sleep has an element of Misa, of death, well, that's certainly going to be incompatible with the Torah, which, as the Pasuk tells us, Eitz Chaim hi, it's the tree of life. So the tree of life cannot be compatible with something which is a fraction even of death. Medrash Shmuel elaborates on this, and he points out, Ki ka'asher adam hu yashan hu ne'achaz be'ilana demosa, that when you're sleeping, it's as if you're holding on to the tree of death. Ki'ashen hi achas meshishim b'misa. The Torah hi ilana dechaye. But the Torah is actually the tree of life, as it says, it's chayim hilam ha'zikim ba. Al-kein heim hafachim zemizah. They are incompatible, they are opposites. And therefore, clearly we have to decrease Shena, since it's so opposite of Torah and spirituality. Moreover, a number of the Mefarshim point out, the Pasuk in Mishlei, in Perkuf, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Al Te'ahav Shena, don't love sleep too much, Pen Tivaresh, because you'll become poor. But instead, Pekach Einecha, open up your eyes, Sva Lechem, become satiated with bread. And this is a metaphor for Torah. If a person loves sleep, they sleep too much, they'll become blind, impoverished from Torah. Become impoverished from Torah. But instead, open up your eyes, don't sleep so much, and then become satiated with lechem, the bread, the staff of life of Torah, and being a metaphor for Torah. The Medrash Shmuel, quoting this pasuk, says that the demands implied here by Shlomo HaMelech and Mishlei are quite significant. Since it's obvious, it's not necessary for the Mishlei, for the Pasuk, to tell us that you shouldn't love sleep so much that you go to sleep even when you don't need to. Even if sleep overcomes you, you just can't help, can control yourself, you're just so exhausted, and Einecha kavdu b'shena u'b'tardema, and your eyes are just heavy from sleep and exhaustion. Nevertheless, afal pikein, kach enecha, fight, keep your eyes open. Kolomar, kach otam al karcham v'smelechem, force yourself to stay awake, fight the sleep, stay awake, and so that you can then be satiated on bread, zu lachama shel Torah. So there's another source here based on the Pasuk, in addition to the Gemaras and the Midrashim that we saw, which clearly indicate the need to fight sleep if one wants to minimize sleep significantly, if one wants to have a Kinyan Torah. There are many Gedolim over the years who have been famous for the minimal sleep. Perhaps the most famous is the Vilna Gaon, many legends about his lack of sleep, and I believe it's in the introduction, the Hagdama, to the Bir Hagra, to the Vilna Gaon's comments to Shulchan Aruch, written by his children, if I'm not mistaken, and they mentioned that the Vilna Gaon slept only a very few hours a day, I think it's 2-3 hours, something like that, a day, but he did it in increments of 30 minutes. He would sleep for 30 minutes, and then wake up and roar like a lion, and go learning until later on, and he would then again do the 30 minutes, which is obviously a superhuman type of an effort. And Rabbi Lau's commentary in the Yechel Yisrael, he tells the story of the Dubna Magid, who was encouraged by the family to try to convince the Vilna Gaon to sleep more, to follow the practice of the Rambam of 8 hours, but nevertheless, the Vilna Gaon always had a clever response and a clever retort, and obviously it worked for him, to say the least, to sleep in that minimal amount that he did. With all of this, though, the question which we have not yet addressed explicitly is why. Why is it that sleep is considered incompatible with Torah? Why are Chazal here in our Braisa advocating miut sheina? So, of course, the simplest understanding, which is undoubtedly true, is that it's just a waste of time. You can't learn when you're sleeping, so that's just dead time, pun intended. Not only did Tiferes Yisrael say this explicitly, but this is more or less what the Derech Chaim says. The Maral initially says, you simply can't learn when you're sleeping. And Higisaba, Yom HaValayla, tells us we're supposed to learn day and night. So obviously, if there's a chiyuv to learn all the time, and you can't learn when you're sleeping, so by definition, miut shena is called for. We have to decrease the amount of sleep that we need and enjoy, because at the most basic level, too much sleep is a waste of time and makes us unproductive. However, many of the Mefarshim go one step further. And even the Tiferes Yisrael, who starts off by saying that there is what he calls a hefsed zman, it's a waste of time, but even he and others as well go one step further. As the Tiferes Yisrael says, if you will sleep too much, then even when you're awake, yishashin sechlo v'yavad charitaso, that you will lose your sharpness, overindulgence in sleep will cause you to be sluggish, it will deaden your sharpness or even your motivation. In other words, the Tiferes Yisrael here is saying not only is the time that you're sleeping wasted and unproductive, but if you sleep too much, then even when you're awake, your faculties will be deadened or impacted and negatively with sluggishness and a lack of sharpness. The Medrash Shmuel as well says, "Im ha'adam ohev hashena v'ne'achaz ba gam achar sheyikot mishnaso v'yuchol li'achaz b'ila d'chaye." Someone who really loves sleep and therefore sleeps a little too much and he's really grabbed onto that tree of sleep, so to speak, even after he wakes up, gam achar sheyikot, even after he wakes up, the sleep will never leave him. It's always holding him and holding him back. So he's speaking poetically about trees and stuff, but sounds like he's getting to the same idea as the Tiferes Yisrael. The Maharal, in a theme that we've already seen in a number of these mi'uts, the Maharal reiterates his theme here again, that Torah being a spiritual entity cannot be maintained by a human body if it's overly physical. And all of these basically mi'uts that we've seen are ways of decreasing the physicality in a person. So even though it's somewhat more obvious than some of the other ones we've seen, such as miut ta'anug, or even miut schora, not too much pleasure, not too much money seeking, but here also the Maharal actually makes this point. The da ki ashen hu inyan gufani. The only purpose of sleep is to re-energize the body, it's a physical act. Misrachek min ha-sichli. And the more a person is overindulging and focusing on their body, the more they are distant from the intellectual and from the spiritual. So whether it's the formulation of the Tiferes Yisrael, or that of the Medrash Shmuel, or of the Maral, but all of these Mefarshim are pointing out that what Chazal here are getting at in Miut Shena is not only because during the time you're sleeping, too much sleep takes away hours off of the board, time of the day, which are simply wasted, but that if you sleep too much, then even when you're awake, you will not be productive, whether that's for physical or metaphysical reasons, but you will not be able to be productive in your learning even when you're awake if you are sleeping too much and too focused on sleeping. A number of Mefarshim here draw our attention to the multiple sources in the Gemara that extol the idea of learning at night. That's not necessarily exactly what the Braisa says. Miut Shena does not necessarily have to equal learn at night, but it's more or less implied. As we mentioned, Perek Yavos has already told us that ideally you shouldn't be sleeping during the day. So if you're sleeping at night, and we're saying Miut Shena is for Kinyan Torah, so presumably what it has in mind is sleep less at night, but make sure you're learning at night. So this, in fact, the idea of the importance of learning at night, without explicit mention to not sleeping or lessening sleep, but to some extent it's a zero-sum game. If you're learning at night, that means you're not sleeping, and if you are sleeping, you can't be learning. So the Mamari Chazal that extol and advocate learning at night, by implication, clearly are consistent with our Braisa, that one should have miut shena. So, for example, three of the more famous statements in Chazal, the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis and Yud Beis, Amar Eish Lakish, Kol Osek B'Torah B'Laila, anyone who learns at night, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chalav Chutsha Chesed B'Yom, they'll be the beneficiaries of tremendous kindness, divine kindness and providence and blessing during the day. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samachay, according to one opinion at least, L'Ivrei Siara, the moon, which is a reference, of course, to the evening, the moon wasn't created, nighttime wasn't created, El Girsa, but for learning. The learning at night is the ideal time, and the Gemara in Tamid, Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, Kala Oseik B'Tora, Malayla, Shechina Kenegdo. When one is learning at night, the Shechina is with them. Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner in the Keser Torah quotes actually the Vilna Gaon, who, as we've already mentioned, did not sleep much and learned throughout the night, with a statement that if one learns 3 hours Lishma at night, all of your sins are forgiven. Quite a dramatic statement. Not exactly what it said in the Gemara, but consistent with the statements here in the Gemara extolling the idea of learning at night and providing great reward for that. What exactly this means and why should this be so is not clear. The Mefarshim discussing the Gemara that we said from Chagiga, if you learn at night, you will be rewarded with a chut shel chesed, a string, if you will, of chesed during the day. What does that mean? So Rav Yaakov Emden has a very beautiful idea. He says the chut shel chesed is that when a person learns at night, then the next day, even when they're at work, they won't forget their learning. The chesed of Hashem is that if you, so to speak, go to sleep mitoch your learning, you're learning at night, that will have a great carryover. You will be blessed with a carryover. You'll be able to maintain your learning and stay fresh with your learning even during the subsequent hours when you're working. The Iyun Yaakov, Farshim in the Ein Yaakov, he suggests that what makes the nighttime special is that it's more sincere. Torah Lishma is also referred to as Torah Shel Chesed, and he elaborates, he says, Torah Shalomei Belaila is more sincere. Why is that? Because when it comes to the day, kala olam roin v'shomim, right? When you're learning during the daytime, so that is literally, or at least symbolically, the time in which everyone sees and everyone hears, people know that you're learning. But if a person is learning at night, so then that is a time where people don't know about it, it's more private, and therefore it's more lishma. And therefore, nimshach alav chut shel chesed. So there's a sincerity aspect that might be relevant in certain circumstances when you learn at night, And then there's the bracha that Rav Yaakov Emden says of the learning carrying over during the day if you learn at night. The Medrash Shmuel quotes the Zohar, who points out many times, and the Medrash Shmuel is an advocate of this, of even if you go to sleep, but waking up at midnight, kind of a chatzos. And he gives a mystical Zohar-esque explanation for why the learning at night, and certainly at chatzos, is so recommended, because he says that at that time, it's a special time in Shamayim, and the Shechina and the Neshamos of Tzadikim in Gan Eden are listening to your Torah dafka then in the middle of the night, and therefore it is a Sh'a Mutzlachas, it is a very opportune time to learn. The Rambam, in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, gives one of, if not perhaps the most famous statement to this effect, elaborating on and summarizing these various Gemaras. Rambam waxes very poetic about the role of learning at night. Af al pisha mitzvah lomod bayom ubalayla, even though there's a mitzvah to learn both, ein adam lomed rov chachmas el balayla, but the dominant impact will be what you learn at night. L'fichach misharatzo liskos b'keter Torah, our theme, if you want to get to Keter Torah, yizohar b'chol leilosov, you should every night be careful to learn and be productive. You shouldn't waste even one of them, he says, with unnecessary or excessive eating and drinking or sleeping. Rather, what you should do is learn Torah and be involved in Chachma. As Chachamim say, Ein Rina Shel Torah Ela Balayla, the song, so to speak, the highest level of Torah is Dafka at night. Anyone who learns Torah at night will receive the Chod Shel Chesed during the day, as we saw. And then he adds in the unfortunately negative sense, the whole bias she'ein nishman ba'divrei Torah b'layla, and if you don't learn at night, there's a home where there's no kol Torah at night, eish ochlaso, that's a very destructive, negative thing, fire will consume such a family, such a home, rachman al-etzlan, in whatever sense that's supposed to be taken, because if you don't learn at night, says the Rambam based on Chazal, as if you've disgraced Davar Hashem Bazal, you've disgraced Hashem, you've disgraced the Torah, Shlosh Giyachal Devei Torah Kukar, as if you've ignored the whole Torah. V'chol She'efshar Lo La'asok B'Torah Ve'en Osek Bo, or don't learn at the right time, or you're focused on the Hevle Ha'olam, you waste your time, so that is considered Bechlal Bazal Biza Devei Hashem. You are rejecting, you are being disrespectful to the word of Hashem. And what he's alluding to at the end, I think, again, even though this is all a somewhat abstract and a little bit of a hard idea to understand on a strictly rational level, but given all the benefits of learning at night, it's quiet, it's not distracting, it's more sincere, there's some segula, it seems like, on some level, which seems like, if not for the Rambam, then certainly for others, is beyond just the rational, the benefits of learning at night. But if you have all these benefits, so when you don't take advantage of the benefit, that's actually a bigger slap in the face. As we know from other areas of the Torah and really other areas of our life, that with opportunities come responsibility, you have a greater opportunity for success, a special opportunity for learning at night. So to not do that is not just to lose an opportunity, but really something disrespectful and a slap in the face. In sum, this, like the other examples we've seen recently, but I think this in particular, clearly is something that is subjective and is really going to depend on the person. And the Arba Farshim will point this out, that some people need more sleep, some people need less, but a person should be pushing themselves. Clearly what the Brisa here is teaching us is that a person should be pushing themselves to be able to be productive and successful with as little as possible. And the exact amount may vary, but either way we should be pushing our limits as much as we can to have as much time to be productive, and not only that we have less sleep, so that's more hours to learn, but that the hours that we're awake should be more enhanced if we're less connected to or dependent on sleep. And as the Taz says in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer at the end of Simen Chaf Hei, it all goes by the machshava, it all goes by a person's kavanos. If you are sleeping more because you know that less hours, but when you're awake you'll be more productive with a clear and refreshed mind, that's wonderful. And if you can get away with less sleep and therefore you're staying up later and use it with less sleep, because you can dafka learn then. So then your machshava, your kavana is also sincere. They're both equally sincere. They're both equally lishma, and really it all goes the basic guidelines and the benefits of less sleep and learning at night we've presented, but makes sense, as the Taz and others say, that in the end the actual application of this will depend on the person. And the main thing is that in a certain sense we can paraphrase Echad Hamarba v'Echad Hamamit u'Bilvad Sheichavin Libo L'Shem Shemayim. Whatever the exact number of hours a person sleeps, the main thing is that they should be doing it so that they have more time to learn, and that whatever time they're sleeping should help refresh their mind and body so that their learning in Avodah Hashem the next day will be that much more strong and vibrant.